I think this will be interesting. Well, I'm hoping it will be. And that is talking about the Pentagon releasing a large number of files of what we used to call UFOs, unidentified flying objects, now called UAPs, unidentified anomalous phenomena. And the first question I'm going to ask our expert, the astronomer and manager of the Delta College Planetarium, Mike Murray, why in the world did they change it from UFOs, Mike?
Well, UFOs always had this sci-fi connotation that they must be alien beings from another planet. So part of it was to get away from the stigma, but most of it was because there's more anomalous or unusual phenomenon than just flying. You know, there could be something on the ground, there could be something underwater. So they wanted to be more inclusive of the strange phenomena that cannot be immediately identified. And that's the thing to emphasize. It doesn't mean that they're some kind of aliens or creatures. It just means we don't have enough information to identify what it is.
Why do you think this has been kept secret for so long?
I think you always have this element of, well, it needs to be analyzed, and they don't want to let information out too early, because then that just opens the door to all kinds of speculation and conspiracy theories and those types of things. And yes, I would freely admit that I think that the military, depending on what the objects are, because some of them could very well be secret military aircraft. So I can understand why some of those would be kept under wraps for a while.
You mean our military or somebody else's military spying on us?
It could be either. In fact, I wouldn't doubt it if there's both.
Interesting. Now, when they show these things, when I can figure out what they're showing, when I've seen them on television, some of these things are jigging and jagging and making moves that we don't believe people could withstand the G-forces of the quick moves. And so I guess either we're not sure what we're seeing, or we're thinking that if there is anybody in there, that they aren't built like us, I guess.
Yeah, I would, you know, in cases like that, I think they'd be prime candidates for unmanned. And they could be drones, they could be secret aircraft, because they can move in all kinds of ways that would be way too dangerous for human occupation. So there's going to be a lot of, and sometimes there's a lot of aerial phenomenon that is connected to atmospheric effects. Now, I'm not writing away all of them. There's still probably 5% or so of all UAP sightings that do eventually get identified. So what about the final 5%? And here's what I hear most of the time. Well, if you think about the 200 billion stars in our galaxy, surely there must be some life out there. Well, that's true, but that's different from whether or not they have the ability to travel thousands of light years to visit us.
It seems astonishing that Buzz Aldrin observed a, quote, fairly bright light source while aboard the Apollo 11, a mysterious object making multiple 90-degree turns at a speedy clip, a blaringly bright object doing corkscrew twists over the skies in Kazakhstan. It seems hard to imagine that they were able to keep that from us all these years.
You know, I think, again, that was a matter of, well, we need some time to analyze and try and because, again, of the explosion of conspiracy theories that people want to go and run with. And so you need some time in order to investigate. And I'm sure that there were both of those reasons at play.
Well, one way to try to do away with the speculation and the conspiracy theories is to be as open as you can be. And I guess now it appears President Trump says release all the files on what he called UFOs and what we now call UAPs, unidentified anomalous phenomena. But the government has continued with their line, saying that, you know, with all the speculation out there, that the U.S. government has recovered no alien technology or confirmed evidence of any alien life. And I guess that's what they've said, and they're sticking with that.
You know, and here's the other thing to keep in mind. We live in an age where there is so much rampant distrust of government that it causes imaginations to just go wild. The attitude that, oh, the government is always hiding something from us. Oh, we can't trust the government. Oh, Area 51 had alien spacecraft. Or there's just so many examples of these crazy conspiracy theories. And here's the thing. It's not just the government. There are thousands of independent experts that have also had an opportunity to examine the evidence. And the bottom line is there is not enough evidence to come to any of those conclusions. Seeing in this case is not believing. You need dozens of more pieces of evidence than just a picture of a wildly flying around dot.
Well, then, Mike, but we're done here, and we appreciate your expertise. Your final say on whether there are other life beings out there that are flying around.
You have to look at the probability and do the experiment. And so if you look at probability of 200 billion stars in our galaxy and the possibility of there being life, maybe even intelligent life, I think it's very possible. Now, whether or not those beings have the ability or even interest in visiting and making contact, that's the question still left to be answered.
Mike Murray, astronomer and manager of the beautiful Delta College Planetarium, thanks for sharing your expertise. I'm sure we'll call upon you again soon.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, it's our pleasure, Mike. Thank you as we continue In Focus on WJR.